upon a burial ground. Hello.
Hey. How's it going?
It's good, man. You know what?
I don't know.
We're back.
We're back, baby!
Woo! This is Toodat. I'm Jake Garber.
I'm Owen Robinette.
Two dudes, assorted tunes.
Let's get it.
This is Toodat 14. 14th episode, first of the new semester.
Oh,
oh man, first of the new year.
First of the new year, 2017. The year that should hopefully be marginally better than 2016.
I would at least hope for that. Yeah. I like to say I'm optimistic. I don't know if that's true.
I'm not optimistic. Well, that's not true. I'm actually pretty optimistic about it. I think 2017 is going to be the year that is all right.
The year that is all right.
Honestly, there's so many things that are going to be terrible this year. I think you really... I don't want to get political like right at the very start of the show, but I just want to say I am honestly... The only thing that gives me some kind of like solace with how I feel like this year is going to go, specifically as an American, is seeing the... Oh, God, what were the numbers? It was over 2 million people marching across America.
Yep.
I think numbers came in about 2.5 million people went out to march the day after the inauguration.
Yep.
And in places all over the place, there was one in Easton, obviously the one in D.C., New York, Chicago, big places. But, like, that is what gives me hope so far.
For 2017. Oh, that's better. That's so much better. I can hear myself now.
I could hear you in the...
I mean, I could hear me too. I just felt very distant. I was like, oh, bye, Owen. Bye.
Bye, there we go.
Bye. Hope you find your dad. Dad probably doesn't know that we're going right now. No one knows we're going right now.
We know we're going.
Yeah, we do.
Let's get going.
All right, what do we got first?
Okay, so this is really cool, and I know for a fact you've never heard this before.
Okay.
It's old, but I know you've never heard it before. This dude named David Axelrod was a big producer of jazz music for a while in like the '50s and early '60s, and he decided to write and orchestrate his own album. And it's, I think, the best way I can possibly describe it is psychedelic jazz.
Okay.
So we're gonna give that a try. We're gonna experiment with psychedelic jazz and see if we have a good experience. Okay, Owen?
Let's do it.
All right. The song is Urizen, U-R-I-Z-E-N, sort of like Horizon, but not quite, off of his debut album called Song of Innocence, and it's really trippy. We're gonna check it out right now on Toodat.
Toodat.
We'll be right back. All right, Owen.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. So, psychedelic jazz. That was fun.
Yeah, no, that was very chill.
Mm-hmm. So, I enjoyed it. I had a good time with that.
I had a good time.
We're listening to Toodat here on WJRH 104.9
FM.
Lafayette College Radio.
Easton, Pennsylvania.
That was fun.
That was a good time.
I miss doing that, man. It's been too long.
Yeah.
So, that was something new to Owen. Yeah, and next is something very familiar.
Very familiar.
To Owen. And it's inspired by recent events in the music release world. In the world of music releases.
In the world of music release and the world of Owen's life.
Yeah. Owen, tell us more.
So,
about this, not necessarily about your life. That's way too complicated for a full-hour radio show.
So, for anyone who didn't keep up with music events going over break,
get out of the hole! Go outside!
On Christmas, there, right at 12 o'clock,
yep,
there was a Christmas miracle. One of my favorites, and Garber, I feel like you agree, groups... my heroes.
Certainly my favorite group in the hip-hop industry
Dropped their latest album in a trilogy that will soon be greater than a trilogy. I don't know what a set of four is.
At that point, it's a saga.
I'm gonna call it a quadrilogy.
I would go with saga, but you can call it whatever you want.
I feel like quadrilogy is more fun, though.
Quadrilogy.
And then quintilogy.
Septuplogy.
Septuplogy. See, there you go. We solved Harry Potter. Well, it's not, because there's eight of them.
Because
seven
movies.
Got split up.
But there's seven books.
I guess, yes.
Which is definitely a saga.
But also a septilogy.
Anyways.
So... Run the Jewels dropped Run the Jewels 3.
The Run the Jewels saga.
And it is genuinely one of the best albums that I've heard.
It's dope AF.
In a long, long time. I have listened to it literally so many times over break.
Yeah, no, I've listened to in the first couple of weeks after it came out, I maybe listened to it like 10 times.
I've listened to it about 30 or 40 times.
It's real. It's real. Listened to it today.
We listened to it today
on vinyl.
On vinyl. It was very exciting. Yeah,
this is not a really pretty vile vinyl set. Actually, it's gold vinyl.
It's beautiful,
and the art looks great, blown up to the full size like that.
Yeah,
let me tell you,
this is not off Run the Jewels 3. This is off.
There is no clean version of Run the Jewels 3 that we are aware of at this point.
No.
Unfortunately, Run the Jewels is if you're listening, hi guys, how you doing, Killer Mike, Uncle L,
Killer Mike, I literally love you. Just so you know.
So if they're listening, and if you guys are listening, the sooner you guys get a clean version out, the sooner we can start pumping new jams from you guys.
Yeah.
We have one that I made of Talk to Me,
yes,
but which we can bust out at some point, I'm sure.
Definitely.
But aside from that, we don't have anything else available, which is quite a shame, because people need to hear this album if they haven't. Once again, get out of the hole. Climb out from under your rock.
Yeah, seriously, go check it out. It's worth it.
This is from Run the Jewels 2, Owen's recent personal favorite.
Yes, so basically my order was Run the Jewels 2 and Run the Jewels 1. There was like literally not even an eighth of an inch of a gap between the two of them. Like, they were very close, but Run the Jewels 2 edged out for me. I know Garber disagreed.
My personal favorite is Run the Jewels 1.
Yeah. But
sort of the reverse of Owen.
Then I started listening to Run the Jewels 3.
Because it came out.
And
first, all of a sudden, wham,
it
existed.
At first, it was, like, on par with 2. I think it was still, like, a tiniest little bit below it. I was like, 2 is still edges it out.
Uh-huh.
And then I just kept listening to it, and then I saw them live, which I'll talk about after the song.
Yeah.
Because I'm very excited about that. And that kind of just flipped everything around. And so now it's 3, and then 2 a little bit below that. Like, but there's a sizable gap, and then 1 still, like, right below 2 where it was at.
Yeah.
So mine goes reverse order.
I'd probably go 1-3-2.
Yeah.
Maybe 3-1-2.
Yep.
Not sure.
But this is off Run the Jewels 2.
It is.
This is the start. I'm actually curious to see how this intro is going to sound censored.
Yeah. Well, let's find out. I haven't listened to the censored version yet.
Let's go.
Owen? I'll take Run the Jewels for 1,000, please.
For 1,000?
For 1,000. We're playing Jeopardy, Owen.
Okay. You just want a question?
Yeah, give me the question. Where the answer is, what is Jeopardy?
Oh my god. This song.
What is Jeopardy?
I'm gonna bang this the f*** out. You better, you might want to record the other way. You finna look at history being made. This motherfucker put a mirror on the damn screen. Let's go, LP. Huh? Champ, what we gonna do, I'm up at midnight, I'm dipping off in my knees like a gun on a metal piece. I've been knees, I fist to my wrist. I'm lurking, serving, I'm too lack of purpose. I got them filled up with frizzak like miss. I get you all recite. I'm looking, lurking, I'm working for service. The bag is a burger, I'm yelling, screaming, and cursing. I'm putting pistols and faces at random places like give it up or stand adjacent to Satan. Batman chilling, the villains is here. No Jesus is here. I hear the demons in my ear. And I want it, I need to see it. I take it, never faking. Rap, leave you naked. The true runners, top tag team for two summers. Live and let live, cause that's a fool's honor. I'm walking, toting on two llamas. You and ass and trash and trash. Get them two honest. Boys forever, hope I said it politely. And that's about the psyche of Jamie and Mikey. You meet another pair, better, highly unlikely. And if I can't rap it, maggot, then fight me. I'll be here for the thrill of the kill, yes, it excites me. You know your favorite rap ain't. And me, I might be the closest representation of God you might see. Pay honors like your mama, young son, and take a right knee. The passion of Pop, the depth of Nas, circa 9. Mix the mind of Brad Jordan and Chuck D. And find me. I speak with the diction of Malcolm, I say a Bun B. Prevail through hell, so Satan get ye behind me.
I never been much by most measurements don't exist. On a radar, a little blip in the shadow of motherships. I'm smothered in brass and muffled, my hucksters a global spin. The sign of my back's a stabbing, my soul is your little. Maybe you should be careful when flipping a stranger's switch. Like assuming a war is won ain't a symptom of arrogance. With nothing to lose, a step up, then everything's for the win. So we grin in the face of frauds until monsters are sucked on. Better spit on your grave, my existence is to disgrace you. The kitten became a lion to look at your face like great fools. Why we got the people behind us? All the rappers are vaginas for the fame. The true runners will always stay rude. The permission was never yours to begin with. And every bar that you spit is your prison. I've been here making rock and never asked to be lauded. One of jewels is the answer. Your question is what's poppin'?
All right.
That's just the feed into the next song.
Yeah.
That's the thing, just real quick, as that goes. As that goes out. That's the one thing I love about Run the Jewels in general, but specifically the third album, is that it flows. Honestly, it's one, like, the one thing that I was disappointed about listening to on vinyl is that the whole album is meant to flow into each other so well.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
The breaks when we had to flip it was just like. It's not a big deal, no. But it just took me out of it a little bit in a way, like, listening to it on, like, a phone on Spotify or, like, if I had an album, wouldn't. And I think
you
that's...
You CD?
Yeah.
We have the CD. Album.
We have... Okay. But I meant, like, a physical copy of... Yeah, CD.
So...
But what CD. Could it be? It could be a cassette.
No, you have to flip
they
those.
They do send the gold cassettes.
You have to flip those.
You have to flip those. Mm-hmm. Okay. Either way, point is, and that's both a credit... to LP's production and a detriment in the sense of vinyl, but not keeping vinyl in mind, I think it's amazing, like, how well everything flows into each other, which is why, honestly, I think Run the Jewels 2 was still my favorite before I listened to Run the Jewels 3 a few times, is because I had already heard a couple singles off of Run the Jewels 3, and I was like, this is just missing a little something, I couldn't tell what it was, and it was because it ends and it's supposed to flow into something, and when it doesn't flow into something, you get that little bit of gap, like, oh, I feel like I'm missing out on something.
Yeah.
And
I guess, yeah, no, I honestly the cool. Singles just got me more hype.
Yeah.
My favorite song on the new album is Panther Like a Panther.
Yep.
That wasn't released as a single, but one of the ones that was, I think it was the third single, was Legend Has It.
Yeah.
I think it went Talk to Me, 2100, and then Legend Has It, I believe.
I agree.
I don't care if you agree. It's a fact that I'm not sure of.
No,
it's
not, this is not an opinion. But I'm saying I agree. I'm saying, like, I agree that that's the order I think it was in.
Oh, all right. Fine. Anyways, but,
hey, I could be using alternative facts. You don't know.
Oh, God. Please, no. No, let's not do that.
Okay.
Thank you. But, anyways, legend has it, the third single, we both believe, was, honestly, another one of my favorites on the album, because it's a boast track, obviously. You listen to it, you can tell pretty much immediately. But or even from the title. Oh, but it's the new PD, you know, it, the lines in it are just fantastic. Like, lyrically, it is it's very dense, clever and good. I don't think there's a chorus. It's just the chorus is a break in the verse with, like, the beats just going woo.
Yeah. No, I was seeing on Twitter. I saw someone on Twitter sent a tweet to LP, and I'm like, how come it took so long for us to get an RTJ PBJ line? Because that's the line in the song. And I was like, honestly, I never even thought of that until I heard it, but now I can't unhear
RTJ,
it. Like,
just, we the no PBJ.
Like, I just can't, like, that's just such a perfect line. I can't unhear it now.
Yeah.
But I saw them in concert.
Yes.
So I saw them. My mom and dad both. My dad went with me. My mom also aided in getting the tickets. Bless their hearts.
They're pretty cool.
Got me to a ticket. Got me to see a show, Run the Jewels in Columbus, over break.
Yes.
And just say the highlights. First off, Killer Mike was on my side for most of the show, so I was hyped about that because I love Killer Mike. But I have so much more respect for LP as an artist, honestly, after seeing him live, and especially seeing him in Columbus because of, like, the special connection that he has to the city, having performed there a lot in his solo career.
Mm-hmm.
He was very lively, carried the show, like, fed off the crowd. It was awesome. But my favorite part is in Hey Kids, they have a line where LP goes, me and Mike, we just think alike, we can't stop high-fiving. And they did a double high-five as they walked past each other on stage. And that moment is seared into my memory as, like, my favorite moment of the entire show. But the energy that you hear on the album and through the production, they bring that 10 times live. The lights are incredible. They've got the pistol and fist up in the air and giant inflatable.
Oh my God.
Incredible.
That's the fist is on the cover of 2100 for the single.
Except actually the one at the show that I was at, it was actually the Mummy Hands. It wasn't the gold.
It wasn't the band. But well, no, sure on the single it was Mummy Hands.
Was it Mummy Hands? I thought it was gold on the single.
I think so.
I thought it was going on the single because I was expecting there to be, like, another music video where that would come up. Maybe I'm wrong.
Perhaps. No, looks like Mummy Hands.
I guess. Then, yes, same hands.
Yeah, there you go.
So that
you
was
got a sneak
cool
preview from the single from cover the single of what cover you were going to see live. See.
Yeah.
All right.
Very good time.
Yes.
But, yeah, Run the Jewels. Everyone check them out because they're incredible. And that's what I got to say.
Alrighty, we have something cool next. It is, first off, it's a song by Denzel Curry. I found out about him through his album Imperial, which came out last year, and I listened to, and I really liked, and I'm annoyed is not more well known because it's really really good. We played a song from it on the last show last year, the Best of 2016 playlist we made. there's a lot of great songs on it that Rick Ross is featured on one of them, and it's really cool. But this is a song from before that, and I first heard of this song not knowing it was Denzel Curry because it is actually a meme, and we all love memes here at Toodat.
Oh yeah, we do.
We have meme chats.
Meme chat. Thanks Obama.
Yeah, it's called Thanks Obama, with some American flag emojis and stuff like that, and it's always a great time. But this is the I am the one, don't weigh a ton, don't need a gun to get respect meme.
Yes! So excited, let's go!
So here it is, Denzel Curry. The song is called Ultimate. Here we go.
By any means, your enemies, my enemies, we wet them up like a canteen. Tell ya Me bopping and bout out and popping and dropping it. She is so nasty in public, she classy, pray how she gets able to quit. Girl, I can make you a star. Then I put a hand on Apollo. I am ultimate, behold my awesomeness. Narcissist, part-time an arsonist. Ripping through cartilage, I am the hardest. Bitch, wrap it up, put in sarcophagus. Dearly departed, it's done when it started. So now that I'm living so harmonious, feeling like Spartacus, Curry the ultimate. I am the best, there's no politics. I'm ultimate. Ultimate. I am the one, the way your son don't need a gun to get respect up on the street. Under the sun, the sun will pop the clock to feed himself and family. By any means, your enemies, my enemies, we wet them up like a canteen. The yellow tank surrounds the faith, don't have a face, so now you like open the gates. Ultimate infinite, flow is open, you're open the internet. Photosynthesis, put up parenthesis, temporary, very scary. If I feel like dirty errands in my bosom, never knew my life, but yet the question is he fake, is he real, what the message is? Chop, I'm a severed end.
Okay. Right? It's a meme. I love memes. We all love memes. Too. Everybody likes memes.
Shout out to Raymer.
Shout out to memes.
For the ceiling leaking.
Yeah, ceiling's leaking. I just saw that on Snapchat.
Yeah, everyone is like, yeah, Paige had it. Shout out to Paige for being awesome.
Yeah.
Paige is one of my faves.
Yep. She's a good one.
Yeah.
She's a good'un. So yo,
weird.
I don't know.
What you just did.
Gooden. It's a face. Combination.
I know.
Alright, leave me alone, dude.
Alright.
Okay, speaking of faves, here's a song from a band that I became aware of through a concert that I went to with my favorite people. Wow.
Who's your favorite people?
Oh, I don't know, maybe you and Peter.
Oh.
Jackass.
Oh, I don't know.
You're yawning. You
go to a lot of concerts. I don't know if I go to all the concerts but you go to.
But not with all that many people.
Fair enough.
Anyways, so someone I met at this concert with my favorite people, henceforth and forever known as...
There Lime Girl!
Lime Girl! Shout out Lime Girl! Woo! To that. Anyways.
To that?
Yeah, so, we've been communicating, and she recommended this group called Japan's Girls, which is made up of a bunch of dudes
naturally.
Who are not Japanese, to the best of my knowledge. I mean, I'm assuming gender here. Maybe they are girls. I don't know.
Misled.
But anyways, as far as I can tell, they are not Japanese girls. But and it's also not spelled out. It's all caps JPNSGRLES.
Jim's Girls.
LS. What?
Jim's Girls.
Jim's Girls.
Jim's Girls.
Those girls. It's grills.
Grills?
Grills. GRLS. Grills.
Grills.
Grills. Anyway, yeah. So, this is a really cool song, I think, from an album by them that I listened to on the airplane back from the Dominican Republic, which was lit.
New Year's. Happy New Year.
It was really awesome. I got drunk with my parents on New Year's. It was fantastic. It's totally legal there.
Yeah. Well, technically, it's legal where I'm at, too.
What?
If you're in your house.
Totally is legal.
Yeah,
oh, no. Yeah.
If you're in your house and your parents provided for you, it's all good.
Yeah, that's true,
16
actually.
Or above, yeah.
Yeah, you're
in
not.
Ohio, at least.
Total. I think it's the same in New York. I haven't brought that one up yet. We'll see if how that goes. We'll see how that flies.
Well, you've been on vacation now, so, I mean, worth a shot.
I mean, anyways, you're not wrong. This is a song by Japan's Girls from their album Divorce, which came out in 2016, and I'm annoyed I found out about it after we did our last show because it's really, really good. That's why we're compensating right now. The song is called Circus.
blushing bride to be. Now that train bell.
So yeah, that's a song that's pretty much about Trump, actually. Now clowns get elected, tell us to accept it. And this was written before the election and released like before that happened.
The future, man.
Yeah, the future.
Future.
Future. Future.
Yo, shout out to everyone who makes 2017 their year and doesn't let anyone get them down or tell them how to live their lives.
Yeah, shout out. My headphones just got screwed up
no,
for a
you're
second.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think this wire has a little kink in it somewhere or like a short that happened.
Just yep. going yeah. off that whole thing. Does. The biggest thing, I've seen a lot on Facebook, and I really appreciate everyone who
appreciate
makes sure to keep sharing this,
is
just not to normalize everything that's going on between all the confirmation hearings, which are total nonsense. Shout out to the potential Secretary of Education for being one of the least educated people in the room at any given point in time.
Of course.
That entire hearing was absurd. But just like I said, it made me so proud to see and to know people who went out to be a part of those 2.5 million people.
Oh, absolutely. I know so many people.
And it just... just keep resisting. Remember that if you don't have anything to give, that your existence is resistant enough. But if you do have more to give, to just keep giving it, because every action you don't take continues to normalize what is not a normal time in yep. America.
Yep.
And so, shout out to everyone who keeps resisting.
Shout out. Real MVP. FDT!
Just drop the mic.
You didn't drop a mic.
I couldn't drop it. If I dropped the mic...
There you go. See, that actually, you knocked it over. It's close enough, though.
It's, if I break the mic, I gotta pay for it.
Yeah.
I'm not about that life.
All right. Yo, so here's an old favorite, right?
Oh, God. High School. I love this album.
So much. It's so good.
It's such a great album.
I listened to this on the way home, too. This,
of course.
Yeah. No.
I did too, actually, on the flight home.
All right. High five. Me and Owen just can't stop high five.
We are too in sync, like, 100% really of the time.
It's really weird. Anyways, Owen, song.
Dimension.
Wolf Mother.
Man, I love Wolf Mother.
Yeah.
They're like such a straight ahead rock band, you know? There's not a hell of a lot of those, you know, like still around.
I was having this conversation with a couple people. I had someone who I don't remember who I was having this conversation with, and I had with my dad, who didn't necessarily agree with me, but that, like, there's a lot of hybrid rock. There's a lot of indie rock. There's a lot of, like, alternative rock right now.
Yeah, I agree.
But there's not a lot in between that realm of, like, indie rock to metal. Like, that, like, classic rock sound.
Led Zeppelin sound.
There's not a lot that exists within there that's not, like, leaning more towards what I would call, like, a little bit heavier, maybe not metal, but something that's more hardcore than, like, a classic rock.
Okay.
And I don't know, if that's just because, like, I'm not seeking it out as much, or if it's because there's not as much of that style anymore out there.
A lot of that has already been done, so bands like that sound derivative a lot of the time. Sort of how, like, after The Strokes came out, everybody sounded like The Strokes.
Yeah.
It's sort of that kind of deal, I think. Maybe, so, like, therefore you don't really hear about that kind of band. But there are a few exceptions. Foals had a really great straight-ahead rock album, more or less, with the album What Went Down, and specifically the title song, which we can do later in the show if we want to. I'm sure we have time. We'll talk about it during one of the breaks. But you know, there are. I mean, basically, if the next guys don't show up in 12 minutes, then we have as much as we want. Anyways, the you know, so Foals is really great. You know, Wolf Mother occupies that space also. I think Japan's Girls, which we played before, leans more on the indie side.
It might be not quite Weezer, but like that sort of like in between where it's like not 100% indie, but it's like falling towards that.
Yeah, I agree with you. But yeah, there aren't a hell of a lot of bands that occupy the space between indie and metal.
Yeah.
You know? Anyway, we are at the point in the show where we have to do public service announcements.
So normally we pick random, but I saw this one. I just want to go with it.
All right, do it. I actually was hoping that would somehow we would pick that one.
Yeah, because it's just so – I don't understand. So it's – to describe this, it's
– it looks like the Let It Be cover.
It looks like Let It Be cover. It's just like a family.
Yeah.
The caption says, "Winging it is not an emergency plan. Make sure your family knows what to do during an emergency. Ready.gov/kids. But on each picture, there's a little thing, and it says, grab broken flashlight, grab expired food, grab dead batteries, grab everything I own. Those are the four things that, like, winging it does an emergency plan. Who in an emergency plan is grabbing expired food? Like, how do you not know? How do you, like, who
why would you expired keep food fired sitting expired around? Food.
Exactly.
Yeah. Damn. All right. Let's
back.
We got to do it.
Four plans is not an emergency plan. Make a disaster plan with your kids. Run home. What run to the bus stop. Plan. Run to Amanda's. Just run. Now, I understand who that you want people Amanda? To stay together. Yeah, right? What if Amanda's the one who's, like,
what if she's on a homicidal rage?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, rage mate.
Not going to run to Amanda's if she's the one causing trouble.
Exactly.
But all of these are viable plans, and I get wanting to stick together, but emergency plan number one, first thing is get away from the disaster. Like,
yeah.
All of them are running, which is a positive sign. Stay together, make a plan so that everyone knows where to go, but why would run home? What if the disaster's at home? You know? There's so many different things that need to be taken into account here.
Disaster encompasses a wide range of possible scenarios.
There needs to be a lot more information.
Yeah.
Did you know?
All right, let's play Did You Know.
Did you know?
Did I know?
Only 43% of U.S. households have created a family emergency plan.
I did not know that. I know we don't actually have an emergency plan aside from our neighbor has a garage key.
I was about to say, fun fact, same. Because
My neighbor has we gave my neighbor a copy of our house key. That's the only thing I can possibly think of, and I don't feel like that's super helpful.
No, not an emergency. What if your neighbor's trying to burn down your garage?
There's like six people in that house, so the odds are significantly higher that one of them is a lunatic.
There you go. Hey, there's six people in my house, seven people in my house when I'm home.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a lunatic, so that makes sense.
See? What if I'm the
New Ready Kids PSAs encourage parents to talk with their children about preparedness and provide conversation
starters. Is that the only Did You Know?
So yeah, that was the only Do You Know.
Oh,
but
damn.
But here are some great conversation starters for the next party you go to.
Party? Oh.
So here are three conversation starters for you. who to call as your out-of-state emergency contact.
Okay. Well, let's, let me see, actually. I feel like I could call my Uncle Fred. He lives in New Jersey.
That's chill.
Yeah, and New Jersey's kind of though. Well, he ha- well, he lives in the good part.
Oh, okay.
In Monmouth County.
I didn't know there was a good part.
It's by Asbury Park.
Hey, Slam New Jersey.
Hey, man, it's by Asbury Park.
Anyway.
He lives in the same town as Bruce Springsteen, actually. He almost ran him over once in his car. My uncle almost ran over Bruce Springsteen.
Second conversation starter. Where to meet if your family is separated? That would get things going. Third conversation starter for next party. What to pack as part of your emergency supply kit?
Sounds like a really lame party.
You're going to a desert island. You get to grab three things. What'll they be?
Do I have to answer?
No.
I don't know.
No, that was a rhetorical question.
Okay, good.
Pick your PSA. I'm done.
All right.
I did it.
You did the thing.
I did the PSA.
I'm not doing another. I'm not doing another selective service ad.
Yo,
screw that.
Yo, throw back to the time that I couldn't
get. Oh, and I swear to God, aid
for college because I wasn't old enough to sign up for the selective service.
All right, so summer isn't fun when you're hungry. I'm always hungry.
Yeah, I mean, how often is summer fun?
Occasionally.
So there you go.
Very rarely.
They're still accurate then.
This looks new, actually.
Yeah, if you just pop the seal. Yeah.
But, like, we've had some sealed ones for a while.
Uh-huh.
This looks, like, actually new.
Oh, okay.
It's probably from the summer, though. We just don't touch them. Alrighty. Help feed the kids this summer who could otherwise go hungry. In 2013, wow, that's old, 21.5 million children received free and reduced-priced meals during the school year, but only 2.4 million of these children... That's out of 21.5 again. Let me remind you. Accessed free meats. Excuse me. Free meals. There we go. Last summer. I guess free meats includes.
So 10%.
10%. Pretty much. Yeah. And 90, which means 90% didn't, which is the scary number.
Yeah.
Anyways, administered by many Feeding America member food banks, the Summer Food Service Program provides children who receive subsidized meals during the school year. With free and nutritious meals during the summer at locations across the country, including right here in your community. Unfortunately, too many families remain unaware of this free service, and their children end up struggling with hunger in the summer months. That's no bueno. Please help us raise awareness of this vital program and help children gain access to meals all summer long by airing these PSAs in your area. Together we can stop hunger.
We did it. We stopped hunger.
Hooray. Let's go back to music. We don't need to do three.
I agree.
We talked enough. There's two of us. We each did one. It's a good time. So, this is a song I added during the show. I was thinking and decided we should put this in there.
Yeah.
So, we just did our public service announcements, which reminds me of The Clash, because of their song Know Your Rights, which is a sarcastic public service announcement. Which is on the album Combat Rock. And yeah. So is this. Owen, what are we listening to? What is it time to do?
Rock the Casbah.
What? Oh. Yeah, I triple clicked it.
Triple click?
Whoops. Here we go.
Generate the faithful. the shire, we should put out a bear. The jet pilot's tuned to the cockpit radio blare. Soon as the shire gets out of their hair, the jet pilot's way.
Really hates it. It's not kosher.
It's not.
You know what it is?
I don't.
Rock and roll.
Hey.
Rock the Casbah. Yo, anyways, that was The Clash. I thought of that. I decided we should add that song. Oh
hi.
Surprise. I decided we should add that song while I was in the shower this morning. So I was listening to, I had a playlist on, just on shuffle, and that came on while I was sitting there scrubbing. And, you know, rub-a-dub-dub, scrubbing away. Getting clean, man. Gotta get clean.
Rub-a-dub-dub, smoking a dub in the tub.
I was not smoking a dub in the tub. We don't even have a tub. I was a shower stall.
Shout out to Killer Mike again.
Yup. That was that's my favorite line from Legend Has It, which we were talking about earlier. I smoke a dub in the tub. Anyways, I was listening to my playlist in the shower, and Rock the Casbah came on, and I was jamming out, singing into the shower brush, you know, like a microphone, making a complete ass out of myself, and it was beautiful, so I decided we should play it.
There you go.
All right. Anyway,
you heard it already, but you...
But you might not know what it is. Here's Waiting for the Sun by The Doors, my favorite band. Oh, and you got into The Doors recently.
I did get into The Doors recently.
Tell us.
I mean, I really, really obviously enjoyed their first album, and then I just kind of started listening in chronological order. And
have you gotten all the way to the end?
I have not gotten all the way to the end.
Where'd you end up?
Oh, God. I only ended up like four albums in before I started. Like
Soft Parade?
Yeah.
Okay. That's the weird one.
Yeah.
It's fun, but it's weird.
I just like, it was like a lot of Doors all at once. I was like, okay, I'll come back to this, and then I just got sidetracked and never came back to it.
By Run the Jewels 3.
Yeah, actually.
Yeah.
But I will. I will go back to it because I'm going to finish it. And also I have L.A. Woman on vinyl. So
you do. But you don't have a record player.
Yeah, but you have a record player.
I do. I also have L.A. Woman on
vinyl. I know, but I own it, so that's nice.
We can play your copy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so The Doors are pretty cool. I've been having a good time with them. But yeah.
All right.
Let's just give it a listen.
Here's Waiting for the Sun off of their album Morrison Hotel. Not, in fact, off of the album called Waiting for the Sun. Because they couldn't quite get it right at that point, so they came back to it later. Anyways. Psych!
Do that!
Waiting.
Like I said, they are my favorite band. I have a lizard tattoo because of the Doors.
Yeah.
It's taken from the album Waiting for the Sun, actually. It's from the inner art, the inside art of that. They are my absolute all-time favorite. They're real, real freaking good. Psychedelic as hell, though.
Yeah.
It's a good time.
I'm waiting on the sun. It's been raining all day.
You know what? You're not wrong. I would love that. That would be fantastic. So, the next guys aren't here.
Yeah.
I think, which means we can basically just go on in perpetuity as long as we want to.
We'll cover a little bit more.
Yeah. So I think we should go on to our next song that we have, and then we can chuck in a few things. Maybe two songs.
Maybe, yeah. Because you had those two that you wanted to add. We can do that.
Yeah. What, you want to? Let's do that.
I'm down for that.
So yeah, and then we'll call it a day. A solid first show.
Hit a Wawa. And then
we'll walk over, slap the building, leave.
That's right. Always.
Slap the
bird. So we're going to transition, though, from Garber's favorite band to my favorite band.
Yet another band I also have a tattoo of, though.
Yeah. Right? No, I do not. I am not, apparently.
Owen is my favorite band, I'm not as hardcore of a fan. Owen is a blank slate.
I am a blank slate. That's right.
I'd say you're more of a hardcore Beatles fan than I am.
I would say so, at least
by a little bit. Like, at least by that, probably more. But I'm just way more willing to get a tattoo.
That's fair. That is not inaccurate. But no, these guys, Beatles, my favorite group of all time.
Owen is bare. Completely bare. No ink.
That's right.
He doesn't even have like Sharpie on him.
And a shave every day. Everywhere.
You have a beard.
I know I do.
Alright, Owen.
But seriously, I've said this on the store.
But seriously, I shave every day.
Every day.
Every day I'm shuffling.
I've definitely said this on the show before, but like I learned to read and write using Beatles music. I went to see multiple Beatles tribute bands when I was little.
I saw Paul McCartney.
Yeah, well, you know what? We cannot be as rich as you.
I'm not rich.
I know, I just never. Anyway, not the point.
I am broke.
But yeah, so they've been a huge part of my life for literally as long as I can remember. I have a playlist, which granted, I could just go into the Spotify and like just hit all songs and have it go in chronological order. And actually, I think they have the anthology set, but they have the box set as a album on there. Yep. So you can just listen to it in order if you wanted to. Yep. So I think they throw in the Past Masters. I'm not a huge fan of Past Masters.
I like Past Masters. It's a good place to get the mono version of a bunch of stuff.
Maybe it's not always. Maybe it's just the copy, the version of whatever that I have on my iPod, but it's very low quality.
Yeah, that's the version. And
you can tell the difference between.
That's you, I think.
Yeah, I don't like it.
All right.
But anyway, they've got that in the box set as well. But I have a playlist that I literally just took all of the Beatles albums, put them in chronological order, and I've listened to that probably about 5 times since I made the playlist all the way through. So
good.
Which was literally in November.
Owen, good.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, this is a good group. This
so
is
probably, we sort of like the Beatles. They're a little bit. They're okay.
This is probably my favorite album by them. Second being Rubber Soul, but this is Abbey Road. Off of Abbey Road, here's Oh Darling.
Oh Darling.
Probably one of my favorite. That's definitely one of my favorite songs on the album, for sure. I love that album. That,
She's So Heavy and You Never Give Me Your Money, I think, are my three top.
I can't separate the medley.
Oh, I can't really separate the medley either, but that's like basically the start of the medley.
Yeah.
And I love it.
So You Never Give Me Your Money on.
Basically, but yeah. Like specifically if I had to pick a track, You Never Give Me Your Money, I would put in there.
Okay.
Even solo.
Fair.
But... Yeah, no. The medley is just great.
Anyways, I love it. We ought to do the medley on the show at some point.
We could.
Wait, not now, but...
No, you know, I know.
That's too long.
Yes.
And that's too much.
I'm still trying to get the Wawa.
Wawa.
Try and get back.
Wawa.
Gotta take a nap.
Wawa.
Wake up.
Gotta
conduct some business.
Yeah.
And go back to sleep. Yeah. Bye-bye. Shout out to my mom for commenting on Gabby's post about Chief Keef
and then also commenting the Draw My Life video, which is one of my favorite YouTube videos of all time. If you've never seen it, just look up Chief Keef Draw My Life. If you don't know who Chief Keef is, it won't be as funny, but that makes me laugh hysterically every time.
Good times. It's... Yeah.
Yeah. So, what we got next?
All right. This is the song I was talking about earlier. First, I think it's important to mention we're on Snapchat.
Yeah, we are.
What is your Snapchat?
My Snapchat is Owen Robinette. No capitalization, no punctuation.
I am the one true Jake on Snapchat. Send us your middle fingers. Yay. Let us know you either appreciate or loathe us, or both.
Maybe both. I loathe me.
Appreciate you.
Appreciate you.
Yeah. Bye. Anyways, this is the song we were talking about earlier. It's not by Chief Keef.
It is not.
I don't think clean versions of that exist anywhere.
I guess I'm Chief Keef on a show. We're going to play Don't Like with Kanye West. Chicago represent Chi-Town. Scott. Bye.
All right. So, yeah, okay. Anyway,
thank you for indulging.
You're welcome. I didn't have much say in the matter, honestly.
Yeah, I just kind of went.
Anyway, so this, like I said, this is a song we were talking about earlier by Foles. What Went Down. This is the title song from the album.
Yeah.
It's real heavy right out of the gate. So we're just going to go straight into it. Owen, you're going to really dig this.
I buried my guilt in a pit in the sound. see a lion. You're the apple of my eye, my eye, my eye. You're the apple of my eye, my eye. Won't you give up my money, give up my name, take it away. I give it away, I give it away, I give it. I'm a sycophantic animal, I'm a sycophant, I know. I'm a sycophantic fool, I know. Break through the chain, I'll break through the chain, I'll break it. Give it away, I'll give it away, I'll give it. When I see the man, I see the man. When I see the man, I see the man. You're the apple of my eye, you're the apple of my eye. Want you, I give up my money, give up my name. Take it away, I give it away, I give it away, I give it. I see you again, I see you again, I see you.
All right, Owen, what'd you think?
That was pretty fun.
It started off really well. Middle kind of taper. It's long, so the middle kind of taper off a little bit, but the end picked back up.
Foles, very straight ahead rock, I think, in my opinion.
Yeah, I see that.
It's maybe tipped a little more towards metal in that particular song.
Yeah.
Maybe, but I think, you know, it's not... It's somewhere between the middle
it's
of the road.
In there. Yeah.
It's somewhere between right in the middle of the road
but
and then Crooked
that.
Vultures.
Yep. Yeah, okay.
Somewhere between there.
I can see that.
Anyways, that's what went down, Foles. Now is another song that that we just added.
Yeah.
This is exciting. We can say the title on here.
Oh, we can.
We totally can.
Can we?
Yes. Yes. It's a song. It's we can.
It's a song title.
We can.
So we can do it.
Well, that's not why, but we can do it.
Okay.
We can do it. We can do it anyways. But you ready, Owen?
We're doing it at the same time.
Well, no, I want you to introduce the album first.
Oh, okay. That's probably better.
You know more about it. And then then we'll both say the song title.
Oh, God. So, Jay-Z, Kanye West, two big names.
Big.
Big, big names.
Huge.
Yeah.
Big
enough names that Donald Trump would be jealous. That's why he made Kanye dye his hair blonde, because he was jealous.
Yep.
He was like, I'm not going to be the only one with stupid blonde hair.
Is that,
You're gonna do it too.
Actual thing that Kanye did that because of Trump, or are you making that up?
I'm making that up. I have no idea why he did it, but that's a pretty, like, to just randomly show up with blonde hair right when he's meeting Donald Trump, like, that just seems like it has to be intentional.
Okay. I support that idea.
But...
Big names. Yo, speaking of blonde hair, separate, quick, unrelated note, Matt got, blonde on vinyl.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's nice.
We're gonna have to listen to that.
Yeah, definitely.
Anyways. Look.
But, nah, they're big. They do a lot of work together. You go back to Kanye's early years, you got a lot of Jay-Z. You kind of tapered off him for a little bit. I mean, there's a couple features every now and then. They've definitely grown apart. But, before they grew apart, made a pretty sweet album.
It's mad dope.
It's, obviously a collaboration between the two of them. And just got a lot of good songs on here.
This is one of my favorites on it, actually. This is my favorite beats aside from Why I Love You.
Why I Love You is my favorite song on the album. Otis is definitely one there as well. But I enjoy this song quite a bit. So.
Ready? You ready?
Are you saying fast, normal speed, or slow? Because it's...
Let's go slow.
Like that?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
That's my bitch.
Dealing with something on something's real as shit. Pop champagne, I give you a sip. About to go dumb, how come? Yeah, that's my. That's my. Shorty right there, that's my. Again.
watch the throne. He said, I care more about them Basquions. Basquiat, she learning a new word is shot. Blew the world up soon as I hit the club with her. Too short call, told me I fell in love with her. Seek by actors, ball players, and drug dealers. And some lesbians that never loved again. Twisted love story, true romance. Mary Magdalene from a pole dance. I'm a freak, huh? Rockstar life. The second girl with us, that's our wife. Hey, boys and girls, I got a new widow. Who's a new old perv that's trying to play second fiddle? No disrespect, I'm not trying to be little. With my worth money, I put money in the middle. Where she at? In the middle.
And go figure, so let me keep my own money if we ever did split up. I got some so gangsta, be so pretty in pictures, red jeans and a blazer and some Louis Vuitton slippers. Picasso was alive, he would've made her. That's right, Mona Lisa can't fade her. I mean Marilyn Monroe, she's quite nice, but why all the pretty icons always all white? Put some color girls in the MoMA. Half these bras ain't got nothing on Malona. Don't make me bring Thelma in it. Bring Helly, bring Penelope and Selma in it. Back to my Beyonce's. You deserve 3 stacks for the entree. Call Larry Gagosian. You belong in museums. You belong in vintage clothes. Question the whole building. You belong with the who used to be known for dope dealing. You're too dope for any of those civilians. Now shoot your, just stop looking at it. Get your own dog, get hurt. That's my.
Nope. I know that album too well. I know all the words to that song. But yeah, so.
Anyway, yeah, so.
It was good.
I really, I love that song. Dude.
The beat's really nice.
Yeah. Because it's very, because like that drum is very low key, but with that like really spiky sounding synth underneath, synth.
Next Kanye album.
Anyways.
Anyways.
Luke, I am your father.
No! Anyways, yeah, no, but so the drum, like, the contrast there works really well. And I just love those drums. Anyways, so this is the last song of our set.
It is.
We will be then going to Wawa after this.
Gonna get me a milkshake.
Like, yeah, I need a milkshake, man.
Yo, it's been a long day. Shout out real quick to Marissa who's listening right now. Holla.
Oh, she is? Yeah. She didn't send me a middle finger.
She didn't send me one either, but Marissa. She's listening. So,
damn it, come Marissa, on.
Do you want anything from Wawa? Let me know. This is my way of asking you, so hit me up.
Yo, finger guns in the studio. That's here. Right. You can't see because we're on the radio, but I saw.
That's well, as long as you saw.
I saw that.
It matters.
I see you.
If a tree falls in the forest and only Jake Garber is there to hear it, did it really matter?
All right. Side note here for a second.
Okay.
You just made you that you saying that just made me think of this. You know the Charmin Ultrasoft commercials? Are literally about bears, you know, going in the woods. It's commercials about bears wiping their asses after they go in the woods.
Yes.
Like, come on.
Look, man.
Jeez.
It sells toilet paper.
Does it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw one recently where they were talking about how you theoretically could wear your underwear twice because the toilet paper gets their ass so clean. But, like, and at the end of the commercial, one of them was teasing the other, but, like, you could really use that one, Skids. Oh, my God. This is on, primetime television. Yeah. They called a bear called another bear Skids because he doesn't wipe his ass well enough.
Also, Don't wear your underwear twice in a row.
I mean, don't.
Change that stuff.
Definitely. Definitely.
Don't be that guy.
Come on, Charmin, though. Like, do better.
I'm glad that for some reason me saying that reminded you of the Charmin bears.
No, because you were saying if a tree falls in the woods, and I'm thinking about bears, you know.
Yes, no, I understand.
In the woods.
Anyway.
Yeah.
We got one more song here.
Yeah, going back to actual things that people care about.
I'm in transition. We got one more song here. By an artist very near and dear to both of our hearts.
He's my number one favorite rap artist. And this is including Donald Glover and, Ed Childish Gambino and Run the Jewels. Just because it's all, they're all way up there.
Yeah.
King Kendrick.
Rules. We disagree on
a lot of things, actually.
We disagree on a lot of things about rap, but we disagree on which album of his we prefer.
Yeah.
I don't disagree that I think Good Kid, Mad City is a more fun album.
Yes.
But I think this album, in my opinion, is better.
I agree. I think To Pimp a Butterfly is better. Better and favorite are very distinct things. Yes. Especially when I think about music. Because there's so many instances where the best quote is not my favorite. Arctic Monkeys, best is AM. My favorite is Favorite Worst Nightmare. Led Zeppelin, best is either 2 or 4. There's some debate there. My favorite is 1. You know? Yeah. The Beatles, best is fairly widely held to be Sgt. Pepper. I disagree. My favorite Beatles album is Revolver.
I do love Revolver.
And I like Magical Mystery Tour better than Sgt. Pepper. In fact, I like most of their later albums. Actually, all of their later albums and some of their earlier albums better than Sgt. Pepper.
Interesting. I can see that. I really like Sgt. Pepper, but I don't know if Magical Mystery Tour edges it out or not.
For me,
Let It Be, though, I really like Let It Be.
Yeah.
It's definitely, I don't know if it would be my top three. I think my top three would be Abbey Road, then Rubber Soul, then probably Revolver.
Okay.
But I think Let It Be would probably be either 4 or 5 there.
Okay. Yeah, no, I love...
Please Me is way better than I gave it credit for, though.
That's like, you're not wrong. It's a great album.
It's they really all are. Good.
But going back to rap, though,
and
we were talking about Run the Jewels earlier. That's another one. 2 is what is pretty widely held to be the best.
Well, now
at least out. I don't know what the common opinion is.
It was held to be better before Run the Jewels 3 came out. Exactly. I think everyone's obsessed with Run the Jewels 3, which
with good reason. But my favorite's 1.
Yeah.
It's always been 1 over 2, regardless of where 3 falls.
Fair enough.
You know? So, I don't think it's an underdog thing, but...
No, I feel you, though. I get that.
You know.
Where it's like, it's sometimes, too, if it's, like, just the most popular thing, it's like, well, I mean, yeah, it's good, but...
Dare to be different?
I don't... Yeah, if everyone's listening to this all the time, it gets kind of boring, it gets kind of tiring. I'm like, okay, I want something different.
That's why I don't like Sgt. Pepper as much.
I understand that.
I overdid it because that was the first Beatles when I had an iPod.
Yeah.
And I listened to it when I buy stuff on iTunes and I bought Sgt. Pepper. I can't buy their whole discography. That would be expensive. Ridiculous. Yeah. So I had Sgt. Pepper and that was the only late Beatles album I had. So that's what I listened to over and over and over again. When I got into vinyl, I got Sgt. Pepper pretty early.
Yeah.
So that was all I would listen to over and over and over and over again. I had Abbey Road first.
Yep.
And I was not able to ruin Abbey Road, which is I'm really glad for. I'm Me really too. Glad about.
Me you know? Too.
But Sgt. Yeah. Pepper, it's not ruined. I still like it. A Day in the Life is one of my favorite Beatles songs, you know? But
yep.
And there are a few songs in the middle that I just don't like.
Well, honestly, and that's why I'm glad, just in general, that I like so many different types of music. Because I definitely go through phases, and I go through like cycles, like, oh, I really want to listen. Like, right now, I'm in a very heavy rock phase. And also Run the Jewels 3.
Yeah.
Like, it's Run the Jewels and then rock is what I'm listening to. Some indie rock, some alternative, but, like, it hasn't been a lot of rap recently. But then I'll hit a phase where it's, like, I'll listen to Pimp a Butterfly again just because, like, I feel like it were 2014 Forest Hills Drive. I'm like, oh, I kind of want to get back to listening to some more rap again. And it just kind of cycles through.
I do that with
so
movies.
So I don't get that feeling as much anymore of like, okay, I'm really tired of this album because I've listened to it too many times.
See, I'm not... I'm no longer tired of Sgt. Pepper. But in my mind, I am, so I choose something else.
I understand.
You know? I don't know. Anyways, this is I do that with Butterfly. Movies, though. You know?
Yep.
This is from To Pimp a Butterfly, Owen's preferred Kanye album.
Nope.
No. Oh, not Kanye. Kendrick.
There you go.
There we go. It's late, man.
It's okay.
You're talking about Kanye earlier.
Talking about King Kendrick? Well...
King Kendrick Lamar.
King Kunta.
King Kunta.
Hit it.
I got a bone to pick. I don't want Don't you monkey mouth, cause sitting in my throne again. I'm mad, but I ain't stressing. True friends, one question. Where you and I was walking? Now I run a game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody wanna cut the legs off him. Kunta, black man taking no losses.
Oh, yeah.
Where you and I was walking? Now I run a game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody wanna cut the legs off him. When you got the yams,
what's the yams?
The yam is the power that be. You can smell it when I'm walking down the street.
Oh, yes, we can. Oh, yes, we can.
I can dig rapping. But a rapper with a ghost rider, what the f*** happened?
Oh no!
I swore I wouldn't
tell.
But most of y'all share bars like you got to buy the bunk in a two-man sale.
A two-man sale.
Something's in the water. And if I got a brown nose for some gold, then I'd rather be a bum than a mother.
Oh yeah.
Where you and I was walking, now I run a game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody wanna cut the legs off.
King Kunta.
Man taking no losses.
Oh yeah.
Where you and I was walking. Now I run a game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody wanna cut the legs off. When you got the yams.
What's the yams?
The yam brought it out of Richard Pryor. Manipulated Bill Clinton with desires. 24/7, 365 days times two. I was contemplating getting off stage just to go back to the hood, see my enemy and say.
Oh yeah.
Where you and I was walking, now I run a game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody wanna cut the legs off.
King Kunta,
black man taking no losses.
Oh yeah.
Where you and I was walking, now I run a game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody wanna cut the legs off.
You goat mouth mammoth.
I was gonna kill a couple rappers, but they did it to themselves. Everybody's suicidal, they didn't even need my help. This shit is elementary, I'd probably go to jail if I shoot at your identity and bounce to the left. Stuck a flag in my city, everybody's screaming Compton. I should probably run from mayor when I'm done. To be honest, and I put that on my mama and my baby boo too. 20 million walking out the court, baby, woo woo. Oh yeah, the judge, I made it past 25. And now I was a little nappy-headed with the world behind him. Life ain't but a fat. Screaming, Annie, are you okay? Yeah, okay. Limo tinted with a gold plate straight from the bottom. It's the belly of the beast. From a peasant to a prince to a king.
Oh yeah.
Where you and I was.
By the time you hear the next pop, the funk shall be within you.
Now I run the game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody wanna cut the legs off.
King Kunta,
black man taking no losses.
Oh yeah.
Where you and I was walking. Now I run the game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody wanna cut the legs off.
Remember, you was conflicted, misusing your influence.
Okay. You know, actually, I used to think, until just now, that the only rap song I knew all the way through by heart
was
Bonfire by Gambino,
yeah.
But...
I know quite a few, but
you know,
yeah.
Well, yeah, but I'm new, Owen.
I know.
Yeah, I know King Kunta.
I'm proud of you.
It's a great one.
You hit that really well.
Thank you. Anyways, that's all we got for tonight.
That's right.
It's time to hit the wah-wah.
Wah-wah, good as some milkshakes.
Yo.
Shout out to Marissa for not telling me if she wanted something from Wawa.
Yeah,
but
thanks,
for
Marissa.
Sending us middle finger, so I do appreciate that.
Appreciate you.
Yeah.
You smart. You loyal.
Loyal.
I appreciate you.
But yeah, nah. Get some Wawa. Get some milkshakes.
Yeah.
Head back.
You know,
hopefully not.
I
want to
leave, but I feel like we should play Wawa by George Harrison.
I'm not gonna play Wawa by George Harrison. We're going to Wawa.
Okay, we'll do that next show.
Okay,
deal.
End the show with Wawa.
Right.
Okay. Sounds like a good plan.
All right, adios, muchachos.
Yeah, for the people who don't know, you are listening to WJRH
104.5 FM,
Lafayette College Radio,
Eastern Pennsylvania.
I'm Owen.
I'm Jake.
And this is Two Dads.
Two Dads and 30 Dudes.
We'll see you next week.
Adios.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.